the taste is always about the food. And so we actually have more restaurants and food purveyors involved in this year's taste than ever before. We actually have over 60 food vendors participating this year. And back for our second year is the Taste Experience, which provides higher-end restaurants and little boutique restaurants and eateries an opportunity to take part in the taste, as opposed to just having been there for 3 days and 12 hours a day. This is an environment where they're there for 3 to 6 hours over the weekend, and we are constantly changing them in and changing them out.
And Taste of Cincinnati is going to be held for more hours this year?
That's correct. We are opening at 11 a.m. on both Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and we close at midnight on Saturday and Sunday and close at 9 p.m. on Monday.
Is Taste going to encompass a larger area of downtown this year?
It's the same footprint as last year. It starts at Vine Street on 5th and runs east all the way to Sentinel Avenue, which is right by the entrance of Columbia Parkway. And we go a block south to 4th Street, and we go a block north to 6th Street.
What streets are going to be blocked off for Taste of Cincinnati, and when will they be blocked off?
The cross streets of Walnut, Main, Sycamore, and Broadway are closed from 6 p.m. on Friday night to 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning between the blocks of 6th Street and 4th Street. And obviously 5th Street is closed from Vine to Sentinel in that same time period from 6 p.m. on Friday night until 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Will people have access to the Fountain Square Garage?
Oh, absolutely, because Vine Street is open and you have unfettered access into that garage. In fact, any parking facility within the downtown area remains open and people are able to utilize.
And you're going to have an area for food trucks. Is this new this year, or did you have that also last year?
We introduced it last year, but we have kind of pumped it up this year. There are more food trucks than ever before. We have 9 down there: Say Cheese, Marty's Waffles, Texas Joe, Tex-Mex, the Mellow Mushroom, Sugar Snap, Red Sesame, Panino, Bistro J. Moore. A very tremendous amount of variety there, and we also have a kind of pumped up stage in that area that's sponsored by the West 6th Brewing Company, and we will have music all weekend long in the food truck alley as well.
Taste of Cincinnati on Memorial Day weekend will also include 5 music stages. More than 500,000 people attended last year's event. Officials hope that figure will be surpassed this year. I'm Steve Hirschberg.